Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
It is 8:13 on this Wanted Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 45 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We'd love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and you can take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. It is Wanted Wednesday. We have Trent Ferris, who is the Public Information Officer with the York County Sheriff's Office, joining us. And good morning to you, Trent.
Good morning. I just realized I printed off the wrong Wanted Wednesday for the one I brought in here.
We can
the
share.
The one you guys have is what I have.
Do you want to share with Ashley?
If you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can share.
I was like, wait a second. That was last week.
We can share.
All right. So our brackets for March Madness basketball might be busted. But you all in the York County Sheriff's Office, y'all are having a good-looking bracket when it comes to March Madness.
Oh, my gosh. We have and it's not over, by the way, just to let everybody know. March Madness is going to roll into April Madness, and just remind everybody.
And we're not talking about basketball with the York County Sheriff's Office. We're talking about a different March Madness.
Well, I mean, for the past month, we've been doing a proactive crime suppression campaign up on Carowinds Boulevard. And last week, well, 2 weeks ago when I came in, I told you about how the arrests we made. Well, we were out there again last Friday night, and we were back at it again. We issued 15 tickets, citations, 33 warnings. We made 10 arrests. That was just on Friday. And then we had four of those were DUI arrests. Two arrests were for possession with intent to distribute marijuana. Mm. I know that's a touchy subject nowadays, but marijuana is still not legal in South Carolina. And we made two arrests for possession of ecstasy and two arrests of possession of cocaine. And then the previous night before that, on Thursday, our drug enforcement unit made three arrests for possession with intent to distribute cocaine. So these were all on Carowinds Boulevard from basically 2 days.
So this is a good point where it's great to have your bracket busted.
Yeah. Ah, see, I like what you did there.
I've been hanging out with Lucas too long. Not only is my bracket busted at home, but I'm glad to know that you busted
I
all
picked
of
all
these
the wrong
guys
ones
on the streets.
They picked all the wrong teams in the first round.
Good job.
We're talking basketball still, right? Okay, all right.
I didn't even fill one out this year, but anyway.
So that, again, just is over, 2 days, not counting what you did the previous couple of weekends
right,
as well.
It's just this past weekend. And then at the end of the month, end of the campaign, we'll put all the numbers together, let everybody know.
But yeah, please do.
Taking it serious up there. You know, Sheriff Tolson's been out there several times, to be out there with the deputies. And if you follow our Facebook page, we've shown it. On our Facebook Live videos, with our Ride with Yoko program. And, if anybody likes the show On Patrol, I mean, it's the same thing, just me with my cell phone versus all the fancy equipment and everything. So,
well, it sounds like some people are still not getting the memo of what you all are doing up there. So just keep that in mind.
I will tell you this, though. As soon as we started hitting it hard, with a lot of blue lights and everything, Sheriff is sitting there, we're riding around, goes, man, it's starting to die down. Where are all the cars?
The word is getting
out. getting the message.
Yeah, like,
we weren't
sure
messing around.
Well, again, as you said last week, this is the front door to the state of South Carolina. Yep. When you're coming from North Carolina and you want it to look good. I know there are some efforts underway to revitalize the streetscape of that area, redesign the road system up there for that same reason, that we want to make sure we look great when folks are traveling into the Palmetto State.
And, we got a lot of comments from people who were, following us on our Facebook page and are like, hey, you need to hit this area. You need to go to this area. You need to go do the same thing in this area. Oh, just wait your turn. We've got some other operations we got planned for the future. And so
you've been warned, folks.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for, too, sometimes.
Yeah, so this is not the time to be messing around.
Well, good. Well, we've enjoyed the March Madness, and when those final numbers are crunched, please do share them with us for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've got someone wanted for the felony treatment of animals.
Yeah, that's right. Jamie Oliver Lee Patters. He's wanted for felony ill treatment of animals and abandonment of animals. The animals were found dead at 1933 Pleasant Road in Fort Mill. That was between the February 21st and 27th. Jamie had been evicted from the residence at that place about a week earlier. And now we believe he is hiding out in the Charlotte area. And his last known location up in Charlotte is President's Court in Charlotte. He is on our Facebook page as a wanted suspect. And also you can go to our top 10 list on YorkCountySheriff.com and look at our top 10 list. And he is on there as well. So no animal should be treated that way by leaving them abandoned without food, water, shelter, anything, and just leaving them behind whenever you move, whether you're evicted or you're just moving. And so we'd like to take Jamie Lee Oliver Lee Patters into custody for ill treatment of animals and abandonment of animals.
Mm. We're speaking with Trent Ferris from the York County Sheriff's Office. It's Wanted Wednesday. We're taking a look at this crime, assault by a mob.
Yeah, the law is written weird, assault by mob. I mean, when you hear assault by mob, it sounds like you're one person getting attacked by 50 people. But this is in a case where there's three or more people attacking one person without provocation. And that's what happened on March 12th. At 3:30 a.m., a 35-year-old person was assaulted by three men inside the Quick Trip at 4020 Charlotte Highway in Clover. That's the Lake Wylie area. The victim stated that suspects had no basis for attacking him, nor did they ever provoke them in the store, and they just attacked him and beat him up pretty good. And so suspects left in a four-door red SUV. There was a female with the men. She was wearing like a crop pink t-shirt and some ripped up jeans and wearing what appears to be white glasses. There they are. Their faces are all over our Facebook page too. So pretty decent photos on our Facebook page. If you recognize any of these people, they think they were maybe Dominican or Puerto Rican descent or something like that. That's what the suspect or the victim said that he believed that they were. So who knows? I mean, they look like regular Joe citizens to me, but they did attack somebody, and we'd like to get those folks into custody or identify them so we can talk to them.
I know we're basically out of time, but folks need to put on their calendar real quick. May the 12th.
Yep.
There's a sporting clay event at Rocky Creek.
Brothers in Blues Clay Sporting Fundraiser. It's a clay shoot that we are putting on that the 809 Foundation used to put on. Now the Sheriff's Foundation of York County is kind of helping out with that event and taking it over. And all the proceeds and money go to the fallen officers or I want to get this right. Because Josh Yates will probably get mad at me if I say it wrong. The Mike Doty Law Enforcement Assistance Fund that honors the legacies of, by providing support to law enforcement officers and their families within York County during times of serious injury, illness, or other catastrophic events. So you can go to our website, yorkcountysheriff.com, look for the Sheriff's Foundation tab that's under the support or services tab, find it, and all your information or sign up for it is right there.
Perfect. Check out Crime Stoppers of York County on social media. You can also go through that. You can also go through the York County Sheriff's Office to learn the exact same thing.